Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! Is my voice like croaky? I don't know. But welcome to this episode. My name is Awino Awiti. This is episode 71. Ask about me. Road to 100 episodes, bro. Like, I'm already thinking, what does someone do on their 100th episode? I already see a cake. I'll bake myself a cake. Oh, not bake, really. I'll buy myself a cake. Like, cheers to 100 episodes. I see a bottle of champagne. I must pop a bottle of champagne. Like, bro, it ain't easy. Like, 100 episodes, bro. No. It ain't easy. I should start planning on that. I was thinking, like, a live experience on the 100th episode. And then I'm feeling, is that too far-fetched? I don't know, but a girl can dream. But anyway, welcome to this episode. I hope you guys are well. And since the last time we spoke, remember, guys, I am working on the What's Your Unspoken Story, the series. It's coming. So the poster is going to be out tomorrow. I'm sorry I said that 2 episodes ago, but bro, I've been dealing with a lot. I'm gonna explain in this episode. I traveled to go and see my dad, who is sick. So yeah, a lot has been happening. I've not been around. So yeah, anyway, the post is gonna be out tomorrow. Is Monday. I'm recording this at 4 a.m. like it's 4 what's the time? Yeah, it's 4:15 a.m. bro. It's me and my weird recording hours against the world. Bro, it's so crazy. But the official poster for What's Your Unspoken Story, the series, is gonna be out tomorrow on all social media platforms. That is Unspoken Podcast KE and Awino Awiti on all social media platforms. So you guys, if you have a story that you feel that will inspire, an impactful story, or just know anyone who has a story, share the poster widely with your friends, with your family members, with your circle, and submit your story. Fill in the link. They're gonna be Google Forms link on the bio. Fill in and I'm gonna get back to you. Yep, that's what's up. So yeah, super excited to be here today again. Today is Sunday, and like I was saying earlier, that this week has been busy. Earlier this week on Tuesday, I traveled home to go and see my dad. My dad is so sick, you guys. I am so stressed. Like, when I was talking to him on the phone, I didn't know he was that sick. But let me tell you guys, when I went to see my dad, I was almost in tears. It's just that I couldn't cry, because now, if me, I'm crying, now what will the sick person do? I couldn't do that. It will just dampen his spirit. But my dad is not doing well. My dad has been admitted in hospital for the past 3 weeks and he's not doing well. Had to go and see him and I felt so bad. So I'm praying for my dad. I hope he gets well. Pray for my dad, you guys. I hope he gets well. I just have my dad. I don't have a mom. I just have my dad. So I hope my dad gets well. Yep. And I'm just going to see my dad, and that experience, everything, that is what even gave me the inspiration for this episode. Like, showing up for the people that you love. Showing up for the people that you love, choosing to see the good info. So there are a few lessons. I learned some things from just that experience he made. You know, I have never been admitted in hospital since I was born. In my entire existence, I've never been admitted in hospital. Like, I'm sick until like I got to the point. Of course, I've been sick a few times, but I just took painkillers maybe. But I have never been sick to the point that I had to be admitted in hospital. And just going to see my dad, seeing him lying helpless in hospital, admitted and so sick, it just got me thinking, like, yo, health is the greatest wealth, man. Do not ever underestimate your health. Do not overlook it. Do not underestimate it. Health is the greatest wealth. Like, even when I saw him, I was almost in tears. Like, my dad was so helpless. I felt so bad. And I even thought, like, God, I even prayed to God, like, God, heal my dad. And God, I'm sorry. I have not been grateful enough for my health. All these years, God, I have not, and I'm here to say, God, thank you for my health. Like, I was there, the ward in which my dad is lying on, there are like 3 other patients, and I was almost crying, you guys, seeing my dad there and the other patients. Oh, it was a painful sight to see. Guys are sick out here, you are helpless. No, health is the greatest wealth. I'd rather be broke, but I'm healthy. No, 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 no. I'd rather be broke, but my health is good, bro. I can stand on my 2 feet. I can operate. My body is operating fully and well. I'm grateful. So I just, like, that was just something that I think we really underestimate as human beings. Just being healthy. Don't underestimate that, you guys. Take it from me. Don't underestimate that. So when I was going to see my dad, I didn't even, like, I've never even gone to see anyone in hospital at the ward. So when I was going to see my dad, I was like, okay, now what do you bring to, what do you go, like, what do you bring with you when you're going to, when you're going to visit a sick person? Like, I was like, okay, I don't really know, even, but then, do I even know what my dad likes, my food, his favorite food? I don't. And of course, hospital has regulations, like, there's some things you can't take to a patient, you know, all that shenanigans. So I had to ask my dad, like, I was like, daddy, like, what should I bring? And then he was like, I just bring what you can. And I was like, confused, like, what? Like, I don't know what, like, I don't know what these, like, patients, you know, patients and doctors, like, sometimes tell patients that you're supposed to take this, you're not supposed to take this. So I was like, confused. So me, I went to shop. I was like, I just bought him, like, fruits and look at it. Of course, if you're a young person, if you are, like, a 2000s kids, you know, us, you know, I don't know if, yeah, but basically when I was sick, when I was young, when you were sick, you used to be bought for Lucozid and like Ribena. Those are essentials for a sick person. So I was like, okay, let me buy my dad Lucozid and some fruits and milk and all those things like that I think a sick person can eat. So I went to see my dad and we just like made stories. I was just so happy to see him. We made stories. We talked about a lot of things, and I was just like, actually, I've never even sat like that and just talking to my dad. And then I realized, bro, this is now adulting. Because I don't think they are a younger me. Like, when I was a kid, I would have sat like that with my dad and just talked. No, like, we just talked like grown-ups. Like, my dad now views me like a grown-up. I don't know, but he still views me like a child, but he talked like we talked like grown-ups. I don't know if you get it. We have never sat like that with my dad and just talked. So it was just like an amazing experience. And I learned that, and I was happy I was there for my dad. I was proud of myself that I was there for my dad, that I showed up for him. Because some of the things I'm learning, and the things I'm always talking about here on the pod, like showing up for the people you love when they're there. There's a topic I talked about, by the way, here, about showing up for the people you love when they're there. Don't wait for like someone to go, to leave, to die, and then you're like, oh my God, I wish I was there. You start regretting. So I was so happy. Like, I even had to ask for leave from work and just travel all the way to go and see my dad. And I'm so happy I did. It was so fulfilling. And I know he was, like, he was so happy to see me. I remember he kept checking his watch, like, oh my God. Like, he was so worried I'm gonna leave him. He was so worried because visiting hours was like 2 hours, so like it was like from 4 to 6. So he was so worried, like he didn't even want me to go. But I'm sure he was happy to see me, and just me being there, and I know just me being there was very important to him, and it's gonna help him speed his recovery, you know. As much as there's always that thing like checking up on someone when they're sick or sending them money when they're sick, it's never enough. The presence, like your presence being there physically, it makes a big difference. I realized that because when my dad this is not the first time he's been sick. So the first times he has been sick, we've just been like sending him money, talking to him on through the phone daily, and I realized, no, that's not enough. You need to be there for my dad. I had to be there. Just being there, it really did make a difference, not just for him but for me too. So yeah, today we're talking about showing up for the people you love. That's what I learned traveling, and I learned to show up for the people that I love when they're still there, when they're still alive. And then I learned that health is the greatest wealth, bro. Ha! Health is the greatest wealth. Do not ever, ever underestimate. Do not ever underestimate your health and your body just functioning well, and that you can function well on your own. You don't have to depend on like someone to support you. Do not ever underestimate that. I learned that, and also learned like, man, I choose to see the good in people choose to see the good in people, because I feel like as human beings, we function in a certain way that we always choose to see the bad in people. As like if someone just does one bad thing, now that's going to be what we're gonna be seeing, and we forget all the good things that someone has done, but we just focus on that bad thing, which is so bad. That is something big that I'm unlearning. Like, I need to choose to see the good in people. As of course, no one's perfect. We have two sides. We have the bad side and the good side. And I always hate when someone says, there's this thing when someone says, like, when someone like does something bad, and then you're like, and now I've seen your true colors. Why is it when someone does something bad, that's when you say that that's their true colors? What about the good? Is that not their true colors? We have different sides. We have like two sides. So I'm choosing to see the good in people and remember the good stuff. Remember the good stuff. I remember even when I was shopping for my dad, I was also shopping for my Shosha at the same time, because for my grandmother, that is, I'll say Shosha and someone won't understand. I was shopping also for my grandmother, because after seeing my dad in hospital, I wanted to go and see my grandmother. My grandmother is like she's like my most favorite person in this world. My Shosha, she's like, I love her to death. Like, I love her so much. And I was like, no, I can't go back before seeing without seeing my Shosha. I can't go back without seeing my grandmother. So when I was shopping, also shopping for my grandmother, I took her some stuff. And it was just part of like showing up with the people that I love. I don't want many years later to be like, my Shosha is not there, maybe, because life is, no, we're not here. We are not here forever. So I don't want to regret in the future and be like, I had the time, I had the capability, I had the resources to show up for the people that I love, and then I didn't. That would be like the biggest regret. And then me, when I am a parent, I'll expect like my kids maybe to show up for me, and I didn't show up for my dad, I didn't show up for my grandmother. No, it don't work like that. So I'm learning, I'm showing up for the people that I love. I'm showing up for people that I love when they are still there with me, when they're still alive. Yeah. And when I was saying like choose to see the good in people, I drew this from like growing up, like during your childhood, of course, you grow up with a lot of relatives around you. We grow up with like even your childhood friends, and then maybe now you are an adult. You're not with those childhood people, like those people you grew up with, you're no longer with them. And then they still have this notion of the person you used to be when you're still young, and they don't realize that you have evolved as a person, as an individual. You have evolved, so you have changed. But then they still judge you from your childhood, perhaps what you did when you're young. Of course, when you're young, you make a lot of mistakes. Personally, I made a lot of mistakes when I was young. I did things like these stupid childhood mistakes. I did them. I made them when I was in high school, that and that. I made them. I made some stupid mistakes. And then now, when I'm an adult, of course, and I've learned I've learned from those mistakes, and I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to be a better person. And then someone who's from my childhood, what the notion, the idea, like, the notion they have in mind about me is that girl that I used to be when I was young. And that is what they choose to see me as. Which is so crazy. That's why, I mean, I think if you don't know the journey, if you don't know, like, someone's journey or where they are at in life, just shut up. Like, don't give your opinion about that someone's life. Don't give your opinion based on someone's past. Honestly, do not. Choose to see, like, shut up. Like, that thing really irritated me. Like, shut up. Don't choose to give your opinion based on the person you used to know. Even you are not the same person as you are when you're a child or you're a kid. That's why I got this thing for choosing to see the good in people. And I'm learning that. As much as someone's gonna make a mistake, I'm not gonna like just focus. Okay, like, you're a thief, and you forget that this thief. Okay, I'm not like, that's just an example. You forget that this thief also has some good parts in him or her. So choose to see the good in people, guys. Choose to see the best in others. Remember the good stuff. Show up for the people that you love. Improve your opinion on someone, and your health is the greatest wealth. That's what I learned from just going to see my dad. Yeah. Just showing up for him, going to see my show, going home. Like, I was just chilling at the lake. I remember I was just chilling at the lake, and I was like, oh, it's so therapeutic. I just felt like I was at home. Like, chilling by the lake is just, oh my gosh. It's so relaxing. It's so therapeutic. Like, it was nice. It was nice to be home. It was nice to be with family, with the people that I love. I felt fulfilled. So if you're listening to this podcast, remember that. Remember to, hey, thank God. Like, wake up. In fact, if you're sleeping, in fact, wake up. And every day, wake up and thank God for your health. Every day. Every day. Wake up, thank God for your health, and ask God to continue giving you a healthy life, a long, healthy life. Hey, because one mistake, one sickness can take that away from you. I learned that. So I hope my dad is going to be well. I'm just praying for him. I'm praying for my dad that he recovers. He fully recovers. Yeah. So I was so sad. I was almost in tears when I saw him. But I couldn't cry, because if I start crying now and I'm not the, what would the patient do? anyway, today, that's just what I wanted to remind you guys in today's episode, that remember that health is the greatest wealth. Show up. Don't only show up for yourself. Show up for the people that you love, and you'll be proud of yourself that you did. You'll not have any regrets. You won't have any regrets. You'll be so proud of yourself that you showed up for the people that you love. Anyway, that's just for today's episode. Remember to submit your unspoken story. Check out my social media platforms. Check your unspoken story. New vlog is coming up tomorrow. A few unboxings. Yep. New vlog. I have like 2 vlogs unedited, bro. I've been feeling unmotivated. Like, I don't know. I've just been feeling unmotivated. But one thing about me, I will rise. I will show up. I am my biggest motivation. I've been feeling a little unmotivated, but I showed up today and recorded the pod. And Unspoken Story, the series is coming. Submit your stories. Share widely. So I'm too lazy now, I'm too tired to like edit that vlog now, but I'm gonna edit it tomorrow morning, because I'm gonna upload it tomorrow morning. So check out my YouTube. Remember to subscribe, Unspoken Podcast KE. I have like nice vlogs. Subscribe, like, share. Vlog is coming tomorrow, and then yeah, that's it. Now I just wanna record the second episode for Wednesday. Yep, double recording, batch recording. I need to do that, and then I want to clean my house. I want to do like a full, because I am telling you, like, I've been feeling unmotivated. Now I'm rising. Like, I want to declutter. I want to clean my house. I do undo like self-care, pamper routine. I want to do self-care, skincare routine. And then I want to take some good breakfast and then pass myself a drink and watch a nice movie and watch Vampire Diaries. Again. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned something from this episode. And I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.